anything that wasn't square or perpendicular, or, you know, if you're if you had a bucket of water and you set it down on a hillside, it'd be antigodlin.
Okay.
Anything that wasn't
straight
and plumb and.
Okay. Oh, that's okay. You're one of the few people I've found that knows what antigodlin is. If you had an explosion, a little explosion that kind of blew things in every different direction, how would you? Is there a word you would use to describe that, or things in which they kind of went randomly? Would you ever say something like going every which way? Those things were just going every which way.
Probably.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
That's how you.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And 40 different directions.
Okay. That's.
Yeah. I do that every day. I go in 40 different directions.
But said, you know, that's interesting. What do people say around here when they're saying goodbye to each other?
Recently, a lot of them say ciao.
But that's something they kind of.
That's kind of a modern day slang. Back in the olden days, what would they say?
They say like so long or goodbye or see you later.
I was trying to think what my mother and father-in-law used to say, and I can't remember, but see ya.
See
ya. Lots of times, you know, or later, you know. Later is a more new rendition of see you later.
And
I have a brother-in-law who always said catch you later.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, Phil does. I just now realized that. He always says catch you later when he leaves. And, but it's usually so long, or by now, or something like that.
A couple other things I want to ask you while we have just a little space left. In the spring, when the snows begin to thaw out, do you ever have any bad flooding?
We have had a couple. They call it a 100-year flood. Every 100 years, Georgetown gets a real washout. In 1965, they were working up above town, and they put in two earth-fill dams. They were holding back something like 100,000 acre feet of water apiece while they were putting in Cabin Creek. And it rained steady for 10 days, and everything was just saturated. Well, they have a big pipe that pipes water into the hydroelectric plant. It's a 36-inch pipe, which is a pretty good stream of water. And it broke loose from its anchor, and they thought that it was going to come down. Had it broken in two, the water would have dumped into the upper dirt-filled dam, and they thought they were going to wash the whole town away. And they moved us out. But that is the last time we've had a real serious water problem.
Do they ever have has the town ever been flooded out?
No.
Been destroyed? I was wondering if the town has ever been burned or.
No. No,
it's
this
been
is
fairly
one,
well preserved.
It's one of the few towns in Colorado of any size that didn't have a major fire. But we have a volunteer fire department, and they were at the peak of the town. We had four. There was one that set Stratolus Creek over here, and the Alpine Hose number 2 is over here on 5th Street, and the Old Missouri and the Starhook and Ladder were all fire stations. And the guys would go and pull the hose carts to the fire, and that's where our 4th of July celebration comes from. They have the hoses on the carts, and they pull them, and they time them. And whoever gets the quickest time to get that hose connected and water out the nozzle gets the trophy. And it's very interesting, and it's very wet, and it's a lot of fun.
Sounds like it would be a lot of fun.
So, and we also have the bucket brigade, and that's where they pass the bucket from one to the other and climb the tower. And in this case, we put it in a barrel. If there was a fire, they would dump it on the flames.
You mentioned the peak of the town. When was that?